What's up, guys? Welcome to In the Grip Podcast. I'm Josh Berry with my good buddy AJ Cooper. AJ, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Just here to talk about golf again. It's been a long time since we did this, but we got things coming up, so we got to do it.
Yep. Big week for us. One man, our first major, as we call it. I think everybody's excited about it.
But yeah, they are. You got a count on how many signed up?
I've heard we're right around the 70 mark. I don't know if we're over or not, but yeah, I talked to Randy yesterday, and he said we're at like 68, 69, somewhere in there. So
beautiful. That's a good number.
Yep. Well, we got two guests here. One has been here for, this is his third pod. Some people have been asking about him. Chris Griffin.
Well, no, not a whole lot. Who's been asking about me?
No, I'm not going to tell you. You're a big head. But
is it a good thing or a bad thing?
No, they wanted you. They just didn't know when you were coming back on the pod.
Oh, I'm here.
Yep. And then we got a two-time one-man champ, so we had to get him. Aaron Benson, what's up, dude?
What's up? Good to be here.
It took a little prying to get him here.
Yep, yeah. He's here.
Yep.
It's good. Yeah, it's about time we had you on here.
I've been kind of avoiding you guys.
Yeah. Really,
but that's all right.
Got the call today.
Yeah, you can't.
It's a good call. I think you've been playing good golf.
Can't avoid us forever.
Yeah. Well, as long as you don't ever call me again.
Yeah, he's
won. You've won the one man one time. I didn't know it was two times. Oh, man.
Yeah.
We were looking it up. What year?
Oh, 18 and 21.
18
and 21.
Yep.
Oh.
So Griffin, 18 he won it. Do you remember who won Calcutta that year?
Nope.
You did.
I won Calcutta that year. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
61.
I did?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to mention that to Bowler and Baggett.
I figured you needed
some. Yeah.
So, yeah, 2008.
They always clown me because they're like, well, I mean, have you ever won the one man? I was like, no, dude, I've told the story about Shanky like 100 different times, man. And I haven't seen him in like 5 years, but I just still assume that I still can't beat him.
You can beat him?
I can.
You got new clubs, right?
Yeah, I got new. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're good. Well, good. Yeah, so we got the one man coming up this weekend.
I won the Calcutta that year?
Yeah, 18.
Oh, my. I swear I don't remember that. I just always tell them I got second 1 year in the one man. That was my best.
Yeah, it was last finish. Time. This was when you won Calcutta.
Because they're always talking trash.
Hey, in 18 was the last time Griffin won.
You didn't get second that year, so you got second a different year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, you got a good record. Yeah,
I'm just going to have to mention that, too.
We were going through the years earlier.
That's cool y'all have all that information.
Yeah. So, last year, you know you finished one stroke out of the money?
Yeah, that's why I was telling Baggett and Bower today that they should pay four places.
Yeah, I think they did.
They do.
Yeah,
I think they were saying you need to only pay.
Didn't get $50 back last year?
No, you finished one stroke out of the money.
Oh, I thought I finished fourth.
No, that was the year before.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
I'm confused.
Maybe this is your year, Greg.
this is the year. Let me tell you.
So, yeah, you've had good years. All right, Vincent, two-time champ. Hey, I guess you're playing this year.
Oh yeah, I'm all playing. Right. Yep, playing in the morning on Saturday.
Good deal.
My daughter's got prom.
Oh yeah, that's
it seems like that happens a lot.
Vincent was saying that it's every year. It always falls on the.
It's usually always on prom night. Yeah. And usually NFL draft is NFL draft.
That's Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It's always the same.
The
time
draft
here.
It used to start on Saturday. And so it was like a big deal. Guys got done playing the one man. They go outside and watch the draft.
Yeah.
And then they moved the draft to start on Thursday. Kind of killed that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's 3 days now. Yeah. The draft is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they used to do like the first and second, or I don't know how they used to do the draft, but now they do the draft. It's just the first round, the first night.
Yeah.
I don't know how it used to be, though.
I don't. That's
like
how
they did the first three rounds, like on Saturday, and then the Sunday was like 4 through 7, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It made that Saturday real exciting.
Yeah. Man, I can't remember that.
Yeah. Oh, it's been a while. They've been doing that for I don't know how many years. But yeah, also, I was saying you're a 2-time one man champ. You're also a 2-time 4-man champ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you mention that?
We won that twice. I thought we won that more than twice.
I think we won back to back and.
No wonder he mentioned it.
Yeah, we're not talking about the four man.
I just thought it was important to mention. I don't know.
Maybe because you're on that team.
Yeah. I was.
Well,
that was fun.
That was fun. We need to bring that back.
Yeah. I think we'll have the same squad. So
okay, good.
We just got to play a little better.
Is Shreg playing the one man, Tim?
I don't think so. Actually, I haven't talked to him.
Yeah.
So need to find that out. I don't think he's signed up, but if he's free, maybe we get him over.
No doubt.
Yeah. But I wish we had the list of guys that were
signed. I know. I about texted Randy today to send me a picture of who all was in so we could kind of talk about some of the guys. But
so you guys playing morning or afternoon? Saturday?
Afternoon.
I'm in the morning.
I'm in the morning, yeah.
Morning? Yeah.
Well, the only afternoon.
Yeah.
All right.
Weather. It looks like weather's going to be about the same all day Saturday. I mean.
And it looks pretty iffy.
Yeah.
We need the rain or at least the lightning to stay away.
Yeah.
Get finished.
Yeah.
But that's the one, man. Every year we got something like that.
At least it's warm. Remember last year on Sunday, it was freaking freezing with 40-mile-an-hour wind.
Mm-hmm.
That was miserable, but yeah, at least it's going to be like 80s, so that's cool.
Well, I'm guessing the golf course still has the bunkers.
Went and talked to Tyler and Ryan today, and yeah, they said that they're just waiting on sand, I think, Aaron. Is that
right?
Yeah.
I've got sand at the elevator, and I'm going to bring it out there at some point, but... Couldn't do it today because of the rain.
Right.
And so I can tall it all day tomorrow. So I'm thinking about doing that. If I don't tear the course up.
We're going to plan on having sand in there?
I mean, I can do that tomorrow, but I don't know if he's ready for me.
That was what he was telling me today. He was saying that I think he's waiting on sand.
I was just kind of assuming ground under repair.
It probably will be.
Yeah. That was what his thoughts were.
It looks good to me.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to look a little different.
I was just out there, and it seems like, I don't know, I'm used to that number two having that big, I don't know, like the lip, the big lip, but it's almost more like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, it's
like,
gradual. Well, that was the reason they're doing that. So get rid of that big lip and, you know, makes it safer when you mow. And
yeah, I guess.
I just hope it still looks good from like the fairway.
I bet it will.
You know, I hope you can still see it good and it's not too shallow.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Anyway, no, it's cool. Good bunkers are important.
Yeah.
Bunkers that drain and you can actually get
it. It looks like, I mean, it's going to drain.
Yeah.
Question is, what's it going to look like?
You
know? I think it'll look good. And then we're going to put sod all around it.
Awesome.
That's the plan. Yeah. But I doubt if it gets done before Saturday.
Yeah.
It
is what it is.
Yeah. We'll still have a good golf course to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, course looks awesome. When I heard today, it looks great.
I was just out there like 20, 30 minutes ago and it's greens are rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
how'd you play?
I mean, we played a 2-man scramble and
you had a game.
What was it? It was Lance and or Bass and I versus Bross and Baggett. And
how'd they go?
I don't know, man. I played pretty good.
9 holes?
Yeah, 9 holes.
So, what'd y'all shoot?
I mean, we shot 3 under, I think.
What'd they shoot?
I think I would have shot 2 under on my own ball.
Oh.
But no, look, man. I'll tell you, Lance will be the first one to tell you he has been struggling.
Oh, struggling.
Yeah, he can't get off the tee, man.
Nice little draw.
Yeah, he's trying to, but he can't get it. He can't get his drives up in the air.
Get it up?
No, not yet.
Is that what you're saying?
And then the other day, I played with him. I don't know. For some reason, we're always on the same team, and we always end up losing money. But the other day, we played together. We had a game. We played a shamble. And it was like me and Gibbs and Lance Slashman and then somebody else. And it was like Butler and Kyle Fulton, four on four, whatever, shambling. And yeah, Lance was hitting it straight right.
Off the tee?
Just every shot. They're like halfway through, I was like, dude, I'm going to have to stand behind you. Like, I can't even stand to the side. So we were playing from a good drive, you know, and then playing our own ball from there, shambling.
Yeah.
But. I don't know if he's...
Is he playing the one man?
Yeah.
Well, he'll hit enough shots. So,
well, he's going to have to... I mean, he's got it in him. I know he does.
For sure.
Let's think.
The shit he shot...
one man he played.
Yeah, the last one man he shot... What did he shoot? He beat me on Sunday.
Did he shoot 12?
I think he would have...
11, 16, or totally something. Yeah, maybe
12. No, he shot... I think I shot 11. And he shot 12. And he would have placed...
second or third in tournament.
Yeah, or something. I can't remember.
In championship.
But, yeah.
You know who he wouldn't have beat? Was AJ who shot?
No, AJ, and I think Butler would have beat him, and then it would have been, I think Mike beat me maybe by one. I don't know. I'm getting them confused between the one man and Ural's one man.
Which is awesome. We have 2 1 mans.
Yeah.
I know.
No doubt.
We should have a third.
But yeah, he was in B flight.
I kind of like the pre-flighted one a little bit better. I love this one because it's the one that you guys kicks off your season.
It's like 2 days, 18 each day, or do you like 1 day, 27 better?
I like 2 days.
I personally think two. Yeah, if we can do two, I think two is always better.
I do too. I've heard, like, Scrap was telling me one day, like, he was like, man, I love your all's tournament. I said, well, we would like to make it a 2-day deal. And he's like, man, I don't know. Like, a lot of guys can play that one day.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Stuff,
and it's like a holiday weekend, you know, like your wives kind of want to do something. So, I mean, I get it, you know.
No, I'll tell you, the older I get, and I mean, I just have a 5-year-old, but the older I get, man, just the one-dayers are, I mean, I can play every one-dayer. Even if nothing else, I'll just have my mom watch my son for like 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, like, be having her watching and just miss the whole weekend, you know, with my son.
So, speaking of one-day tournaments, how about we talk about the La Plata tournament?
Oh, what happened up there?
Yeah, so
I heard about it. You all went up and played?
Oh,
and
I didn't.
Did good?
Yeah, I mean, we did all right. Not as good as Hunter and Trav.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, that's what.
So,
but it's just one stroke, right?
Yeah, they beat us by one.
Yeah.
Saturday,
Butler and I went up to La Plata. They had a pre-fight of 2-man, just one day, 27 hole. But Baggett and Trav also went up.
Yep.
And we played all 27 holes with them. They shot. I mean, it was cold and windy.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of miserable, and they had the tees way back. It played tough, but they shot 6 on the front 9, and then turnaround shot 8 on the back 18, and we shot 4 on the front 9. Turnaround shot 9 on the back 18, and so we won first in Calcutta, but there really wasn't much money in it, and we tied for second with Logan Smith.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
His brother Weston. Have you guys played with Logan?
Yeah.
I've not played with him, no. But I've seen his...
No, I've never played with him.
Yeah, played with him. So this was my first time playing with him.
He's real, right?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's legit. He's incredibly good.
Oh, man, I probably shouldn't say this. So last year, the 4-man, you know, I mean...
He played...
How do I say this? There was some real good teams in A-Flight, and... I didn't necessarily think that my team was like one of the very best, you know?
Yeah.
And I look down there and I see Logan's name in A-Flight. Yeah. And then he was playing with Brent Williams.
Yep.
So anyways, the next day we shot 15 and so did they, but we shot 11 or whatever on the front. You know, we beat them in the tournament. So, and then that night Baggett knows Logan real well, and Baggett was wasted. And so at the Calcutta, I bet I had Baggett go up to Logan Smith like 12 different times throughout the night and be like, just basically laugh at him for being in A-Flight. You know what I mean? Just mess with him, you know? And every time Baggett would come back, you know, and he'd just be like, man, Logan's way too nice. I can't even get in his head. He's like, I can't even get in his head, you know? So it's just been going, like, I'm in a group chat with like Buick and like Ethan Limbauer and like Kyle Hayes and Trav, you know, and Baggett and Butler and Gibbs and Barry. And so it's just been a kind of a running joke for the last year.
But yeah, so.
But no, dude, I saw him hit on the drive range. He's awesome. I think he's the reason they shot 15 on the second day.
I would imagine, because he does everything better than everybody else.
Yeah. He was on the driving range warming up before that round. We didn't play together, but I could tell that, you know, I mean, he's just hitting those little 100-yard shots, and every one of them was like about 6 feet from the pin, it seemed like.
And so that was my first time playing Aiden. First of all, he is a like super, super nice.
Was his partner? Yeah, dude. He's
really good, but he's no Miles Russell.
Yeah, Miles Russell.
Not as good as Miles Russell.
Yeah. No, like,
how about that kid?
Yeah. There's somebody said, like, he's going to be, look at this kid, he'll be a major champion by like 2032 or something like that. And he's 15, so.
Be less than that.
Yeah, probably will be.
Yeah, that's insane. 15-year-old on the Corn Ferry Tour. Finishing top 20. But was Logan's partner good?
Is his brother.
Oh.
And you could tell he's
Weston.
Like Weston.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. Yeah, they're both like incredible.
Yeah, I like
people.
Weston.
But you could tell like he is good, but you could also tell like he probably doesn't practice at all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was like every third shot he'd hit really good.
Yeah.
And I mean, he hit it hard. He hit it past me off tee for sure. And it hit really good putts too, so that helps when you're first putt.
Was he on that 4-man team of theirs last year?
I don't think so.
No, it was.
I know it was Brent Williams.
Brent Williams. Who else did you say?
And well, it was Brent Williams and Logan.
Logan.
And then I don't know the
other. Drew Kearns. And I don't know who the fourth one was.
Hope to get back.
But
look, we were just talking trash. The kid is an awesome kid, I think. And every time I would just, it was just so funny because I was like, hey, you should go mess with Logan for being an A flight. And Baggett would walk right up there to him, you know, and say something and laugh.
Do you remember?
And then he'd come back. Yeah, we did. And well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
So you're actually happy.
Oh, absolutely. No, it was
$1,700.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just felt like they had a way better team than we did, is all I'm saying. But we, dude.
Because they could hit it really far.
Yeah, right? Well, not Grant O'Brien. That dude can't hit it 240. Yeah, but Garrett, yeah.
He weighs 240, though, don't
he? Yeah, he weighs 240.
Your team?
Garrett and Tyler Adams.
Ooh, yeah.
Which Tyler had the hooks that, you know.
Garrett's got the record swing speed on the simulator.
What was that?
I'm thinking it was like 130.
Oh, my God.
It was right at 130. And Tyler was right behind him. Adams at like 129.
I think I've seen a 127 out there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Garrett's 130.
That's crazy.
That's swing speed.
Which actually, Garrett, yeah, dude, I don't know. We've been talking. There's been all kinds of, we've been talking about like the four-man. And
yeah.
Dude, it like almost like, it like ruins friendships, you know, people flopping back and forth. And you kind of got to tell people like, hey, man, I think I'm going to. And anyways.
We've been on the same team.
Yeah, some people like that.
We went twice. We got to keep going, man.
Well, like that Cam.
I think we won three times.
Probably.
That Cam dude. That
Cam Van Leer.
Yeah, he can't come.
Thank God.
And then so like Ken and Kendrick was trying to, I don't know, he was going to get on their team, you know?
Yeah.
And is that the Cannon, the one in CCC? Yeah. And
he's
then,
awesome.
Yeah, he is awesome. But he's already like committed to Buick and Kyle Hayes and them. You know what I mean? So there was
he's going to drop them.
I know, but
they're already committed.
But he said, that Buick was saying that if Cannon goes off his team, they shook on it that Cannon owes him his Scotty Cameron putter. Or not. Yeah, Cannon. I thought I said Cameron.
Hmm.
So I think Cannon's going to stay on that team.
So he doesn't lose a Scotty?
Yeah.
Who's the
And he kind of, I think they're tight, you know. It's Buick, Cannon, Kyle, and somebody like one of their other dudes, you know. Like
that's
at CC. Yeah, it is a good team. And then I think, but Cameron Van Leer's not coming back, I don't think.
Should we do the long drive competition again this year? Sure.
Yeah.
I think everybody
had fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of work to put in.
It's kind of stressful.
Yes. People love that.
Though. Yeah.
And then like Horner, and I don't think Big John can play, but Horner was, I don't know, I talked to him at Butler's dad's benefit and, you know.
Right.
He was, we kind of, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm doing this year, to be honest.
You don't know what you're doing?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Francis, I'm kind of a free agent. I don't know if a couple of my partners would think
this team isn't together anymore. You, Grant.
Well, I mean, the thing is,
Send
Francis
Logan Smith of Facebook. Yeah. Say, listen, man, I beat you last year. Hey, Frank, me and you, let's get two other guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Champ this year.
I'll get Horner and
tell him to grab one of his good friends. Let's get
I'll call like Heenan Yelliot or something or something, or Pfeiffer.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Shanky. Yeah. Oh, man.
Shanky and Corey Neesey.
Yeah, that's who I need. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But Francis is getting married. Garrett is getting married that weekend now.
Really?
So he was one and done. I've been clowning, saying one and done, but spelling it W-O-N.
Yeah.
One and done. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, how about they get that Gillian dude from Quincy?
Yeah, Scott. Dude, I'll tell you what. Gillian, that dude, I never knew who he was. Never. I do now. But growing up, him and Neeson and... Oh, man, Derek Dix and another dude would come down there and shoot 20 or 1 or 22 every single time.
Yeah.
Growing up. And they would have balls on, like, the green on number one, like, on the fringe, like, just chipping.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I never even really knew who he was. He was like my idol, and I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
Basically.
Call him.
Yeah.
Like, I need a guy.
But then I used to work at the Knights of Columbus driving range in Quincy, and he'd come out there, and just, you could see, dude, his forearms, and he's just strong, and he's like, just whips it, dude, just smoking balls over the fence.
He was long, like back before technology like made you long.
Yeah. Yes.
His swing doesn't even look like it's that long.
But I'm telling you, it's like
20 years ago what his club head speed was.
Mm-hmm.
It had been way up.
This is what I'm talking about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Blaze, call Blaze Hacks, will get him on your
By the track. Way, I wanted to ask you that.
What
did you all? Do you all watch that R&R golf like on Facebook ever?
Oh yeah.
They're all okay. Did when Blaze was hitting those bombs and everybody was guessing how far? How what was his swing speed on that? Dude, he was flying balls like 360.
What?
Yeah. So you know, I won one of those caddies.
You did?
Yeah. It was the I think ball speed. I think he got.
Oh, you won that?
I guessed 199 and he got 200.
Yeah, he
won a ball
speed. No, dude, his ball speed was like at over 200.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And like a couple swings after the little competition was over, he hit like a mile an hour more, maybe two.
So what swing speed is that?
I don't remember.
140?
Yeah, he was.
So that's faster than we're talking about with Francis then.
130 is the highest I've ever seen.
No, he can swing it faster.
Okay. Yeah dude, I've played not like a crazy amount of golf with him, but he used to play with his dad and like the old men, you know, in the four man. So I played against him in the A flight a couple times.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I mean, he obviously smoked it, but I'm telling you, I don't remember like him just hitting it like that hard as he was in the simulator that day.
Yeah.
I don't remember being like, God damn.
Well, once you get like, a groove on that simulator though, you can just, yeah. You know,
I mean, dude, it looks like he is.
Blaze did like world long drives.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Like, but yeah, he's the longest that I know of. He's really good at golf.
I don't think I've ever played golf with him.
I'll tell you what, his dad, dude,
last year, and I hadn't played with him for a couple of years before that. And yeah, it's impressive. Yeah.
His dad was like, we played with it. That's what I'm saying. I think I played against his dad a couple different times, like one time Blaze, maybe, and then one time not. And dude, his dad, those old dudes were, I mean, they were good. I'm not sure if they, I mean, they shot 14 or 15 under about the same as we did or whatever, something like that.
Right.
Like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you said something about Blaze, and I wanted to mention that. I wanted to see if.
So I think.
Have you stopped?
For that competition or whatever they did, I don't think they did club head speed. I think it was ball speed, carry distance.
Carry distance.
Total distance.
Oh, okay.
Were like three categories.
So there, I thought it was just one person, like the closest overall, like with the three, but there was three different prizes.
I thought so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hope so, because I'm going to stop ending.
Well, you haven't got.
And then my dad won the other category, so I'm going to take his $50.
Jeez. Oh, I can't wait till you show up and they're like, no, we ain't got no $50 gift card for you.
It's like, well, we need to go back and watch Facebook again, because I'm pretty sure we do. Yeah, I need like 2,000
balls. Have you stopped in there and hit any of those shots, like the closest to the pin or anything like that?
I tried one at Riviera when it was number 10, and then this last week I tried when it was number 16 at Augusta.
Yeah,
I hit it to like 5 feet or whatever, but somebody hit it to like 3.
Yeah, that would depend.
But no, it's cool. Doing all that?
No doubt.
What system do they have?
They run Foresight, but they got the GC Hawk, that's above.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as far as I can tell, it feels just like you're hitting on a quad, basically, besides not sitting right there next to you. But as far as the numbers, the readings and everything.
I talked to my technical support today, or not today, but this week with Foresight Sports.
Right.
And they said there's games on there now where you can like somehow like scan your barcode or something and you can like bet money on shots.
Oh,
like it's online gambling, but you hit shots into your simulator. That's what they said.
No, really?
Yeah. But they told me. Now I don't have mine set up yet for that. But
it's time to get out there and make some money.
It might happen soon, guys.
I might have a new job.
Get this thing to pay for itself.
Like, what do you guys got online these days? And he told me that. And I was
That's awesome.
You gotta be kidding me.
Well,
I can bet money.
TrackMan
per shot.
TrackMan has like a professional golf tour that's on just playing on a simulator or whatever, and they have tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, well, there's tournaments on here too, and you can play rounds and stuff.
Do they pay money for
it? I don't think they pay. It's just
these,
for fun. But
these, I'm pretty sure, like the entry fee is like probably close to 200 or something, maybe a little. But I'm pretty sure there's enough people. Like if you win one, you can win like 30 grand.
You talking about you play like?
Cool.
Against other people in the world and stuff, like you do Golden Tee or something.
Yeah, but you're out there actually playing around the golf. I'm pretty sure one of the best simulator golfers in the world is from Iowa.
Really?
Yeah, and he was a pro or whatever, but got the yips putting and couldn't putt. Well, this is perfect for him because I'm going to say like inside 10 feet or whatever, it's a gimme.
Oh, okay.
Like the putting is kind of like the way we play on it or whatever. But yeah. They have
it. Look into that. What was that league at?
I know. I bet they'll have a league for quad here before long, I imagine. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah, that's
cool. But it's like with what you're talking about, though, you're talking about, Aaron, like you just be out there, and you're talking about that guy was saying you can just be betting shot for shot with somebody in St. Louis or something.
We could have a Super Bowl party, and I could have it set up on the simulator, and you could like go over there and like scan your phone or something and bet your money and then hit a shot. And then
they pay like odds based.
Like, who are you betting against is what I'm wondering.
Don't know.
Oh, like I thought you meant, okay.
No, they might.
I thought you meant like I'm in St. Louis and you're in your garage
somebody,
and like each shot we're just betting, but I'm at my simulator and you're at your simulator.
I don't think that's what he was saying.
Okay.
I think he was saying like maybe close to the hole or something.
You're betting against like the computer system or whatever.
No, you're betting against other people who are doing the same thing.
Okay.
And so like maybe there's a deadline.
Tournament golf.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, let's.
Well, it's kind of like those Tiger Woods games. You could just, you'd have 3 days or whatever, to play your round.
Was there money in that?
No, I'm sure, probably not back then, but I bet there is now.
Probably now.
Yeah. But I'd go play I was never any good at Tiger, but I would
played Tiger Woods Golf 2K23 today.
Oh.
Really?
I downloaded it last night.
Is it good?
I played it for like an hour today.
Is it good?
It's awesome. Yeah, I love it.
That is awesome.
You play on PlayStation?
Yeah, PS5.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, that sounds really awesome, though.
Podcast, huh?
That's all right. I'm probably going to think about downloading it.
It's so fun.
Actually, I don't have
You got to qualify for Q school, and then you qualify for the Corn Ferry Tour, and that's where I'm at right now.
Still in Corn Ferry?
I'm on the Corn Ferry.
Okay.
And then my first event was at TPC Deer Run, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Because I knew every hole.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
That's cool. They probably, having that TPC Deer Run, that gets all us Midwest guys right there.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, all right. So we were talking about the one man, then we kind of got off of it. Anything else you guys want to say about the one man before we move on?
Nope.
All right. I don't think so.
Predict the winner of D-Flight.
D-Flight?
D-Flight.
Oh, boy. I'd have to. Oh, man. I don't know who's even in the tournament.
Who usually plays in D?
Man, I don't know. Why does everybody look at me whenever you say
you're like the story?
Yeah, are on me. Yeah, Benny, you'll be down there. I'll probably get.
Well, like,
Danny Benson might.
Yeah, that's
he might. I bet he can win B flight.
Yeah, from the golds.
How many flights are there?
Five, I think.
Five flights.
I'm sure.
So what leads D flight after?
So last year, what led
I was
going to
say
was
three over, but
77.
Oh, five
over. Oh,
77 led D last year.
Mm.
And then
who won it?
Man, I can't even read that name because there's a chair in the way for a second. Hold on.
Give us some names. Who was in it?
Randy Potterfield, Pat Lee, Robert Fee, Zach Hines, Mark, Shane Spaulding, Debo. Alex Bross.
I've never heard of more of a toss-up in my life.
I hope all those guys are playing again.
I hope they're all playing.
I do too.
It's so fun.
Shane said, I talked to Shane at the bank the other day. And
CN?
I stop in. Dude, every time I stop in there, it's like just an automatic, we're going to talk for like 15 minutes. You know what I mean?
That's good.
And a lot of times he comes up to me, so I'm not even the one bothering him. You know?
Talking or are you talking?
No, well, I mean, like he approaches me most of the time.
And then
and then we end up just talking. But anyways, I was saying, I was like, man, are you going to Spirit? You know? And he's like, yeah. And I just was telling him that I was getting worried about him because I haven't seen him anywhere near the golf course. Besides that, he lives right by the golf course.
He's out there quite a bit.
Is
Michael plays.
Oh, they have. I just told him, I was like, look, man, I'm starting to get worried about you.
I saw Michael chipping on the practice screen yesterday. He's got a good little action on his chip.
Yeah.
Michael's going to be good.
I saw.
You could tell.
I think it was Josh Potterfield's kid that looked like he had a pretty good swing.
Yeah, he's going to be good.
Yeah, that was like 2 or 3 days ago.
Leonard City Golf is on the up.
Good.
Here, boys.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like I always said, man.
We're
going to need some people to carry us around in the future, man.
That's true.
You know, like we'll be hot picks, like kind of like a, you know what I mean? Like how even now today, like, I just think of somebody like Keith Paris or like, you know what I mean? Like one of them older dudes you're never going to use to drive, but he can definitely help you out.
All right.
I'm a little ways off maybe from that, but I mean, not too far.
You're kind of looking at it.
Well, I mean, Bowler.
That's your boys.
Bowler and them are like 50 Danny yards Benson. Ahead of me.
Buford, I told you. He shot a 77-73.
There you go.
Dang.
77-73.
So let's run through.
Yeah, I'd say Danny is a very good pick.
He's playing again this year.
Gold. Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
My classmate and good friend Lance Carr is playing this year. He might play in that flight.
I don't know. I think he's a little bit better than that.
He is.
Yeah, he is not a D flighter.
He's probably going to be a C flighter.
All right. Let's look at C while we're from last year.
C is Ryan Watson, Jamie Mudd, Grant Vallard.
Anybody know if Ryan Watson's playing?
Yeah, dude. Does Fluke play golf? I haven't seen him out there. I know, I mean, we're a ways away from this, but this will get brought up. You know, the spirit trip, he can't go this year because I think Blaine's got baseball or one of his boys has baseball.
There's a baseball tournament, yeah.
But, yeah, but like I said, I have not seen Flute playing golf, so, yeah, I hope he's back. I hope he's playing. Knocker, you said Vallarth, Todd Shoemate. What is
– Will Conrad.
All right.
What is Knocker and Todd doing in C?
Will Conrad
this year, and I hope they're battling it out because they're going to battle at the one man and then turn around and battle the spirit.
I would say our next pod's going to be with them.
Yeah, you got to get them on.
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, spirit captains.
Yep.
So.
CJ Hayden, he's going to be, CJ's going to be in the mix, you know? Your dad, he was in C.
My dad just said.
Is he playing?
Nope, knee replacement surgery, so he's out.
He's
probably
done.
He's going to have the other one done. He's probably out all year.
B flight. You see who the winner was last year? B flight. Jerry Quinn.
GQ.
Little 72-65.
Dude, I remember Jerry. Yeah, Jerry beat me.
That's 65. One of the lowest other than what Mike shoot.
And that's pretty solid.
Mike, dude, this is Mike, what he does, okay? On Saturday, does nothing. Was supposed to be an A flight, so now I'm going champ. And then backs it up with a 63.
Mm-hmm.
Calcutta.
Wins Calcutta outright.
What did he shoot in the... Say that again?
He went 65. They threw him in A flight, and he said...
I remember that.
Champ.
Yeah, I do remember that. See, I keep on getting Urals and that one mixed up. I can't remember what happened, but I do remember that.
Yeah. Remember how cold it was last year on Sunday of this deal?
I don't remember.
You know, the thing, like when you say
Calcutta inside because it was so cold.
Yeah, we did.
That's right. Oh, man. Like when you said 65 and Jerry shot, did he shoot one of the best scores?
Jerry shot 65 on Sunday last year. Yeah. He tied Baggett.
Yeah. So
it was like him. Well,
you got to factor in that the weather is always terrible on this weekend. And it's like the wind is usually blowing 30. I don't even know.
Oh, it's in your face every hole.
I think
it's been a while since we had good weather for it.
I think that I was honestly, I think I was like 200 yards out on number four or something like that.
Yep.
Probably or either that or I was like 150 and I had to hit like
back
a four.
Right pin.
Yeah.
That's impossible to get close to.
Yep.
Matt Seward like with a 66-72 last year.
Dude, do you remember Griff? Do you remember?
Matt. Seward just said he's just going to, he's not really going to play, I don't think. He's just going to pretty much just show up. Yeah.
Okay.
I think if the weather works out a certain way for him,
it should work out.
Friday, it's going to rain.
Any farmer that was wondering if they could play or not, it looks like they should be able to play.
Yeah.
Josh Berry, 73-68.
73 and sunny and 75, 68 and 40 degrees.
That looks like
winds.
That looks like sandbag in there, Josh.
No, I promise. I turned it in. Dude, I've
nothing.
I sandbagged 1 year in this. I shot 8 under on Saturday 1 year and turned in 4.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't turn in an A and playing with you douchebags,
right.
You know. But I promise, I remember
when that was right.
Oh, brain.
So was that? That's what I was about to say. Was it last year?
61-72.
Dude, I think maybe I played.
Dude, no, he told me, he's like, dude, I should have shot 4 over today. He said, I made 8 10-foot par putts, is what he told me.
He was draining par putts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And he was just, and then that night, we probably all went up to the bar or whatever. And anyways, he was just like, nope, I'm doing it, basically just, he was like having a good time,
right.
Pretty much, I don't want to talk for him, But, you know, he kind of was really happy with the way he played on Saturday and really didn't care about Sunday. He just wanted to try it out, kind of.
Right. So
that's cool. I think you
the tip your hat. Absolutely. If I remember right, I think Shane Spaulding did that one year also.
Shane told me a couple years ago that he's played in every flight in one man.
Every flight.
I do remember he didn't play in championship. Really?
He told me one year he shot like 10 or something.
Yeah, one year he shot crazy and turned it in. Yeah. Play.
Good for him.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, it's got to be a fun experience. And yeah,
I remember
Aaron Gibbs. Is he? What's he doing now? Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what he's doing.
Let's go.
He is in Springfield every week.
Yeah.
You see him every day.
Here's what happened. He is golf. He's now like those POS systems, like in bars and stuff, maybe like what the dugout has. He's like going around and installing those things. But apparently, he is now just living in Springfield, Missouri, basically, except for the weekend.
No,
and dude, he sends me a Snapchat every single day, almost every hour of the day, at a different driving range.
Well, he's so freaking
out. He's like, we laughed about it. Baggett laughed. And we said something about his job or something. I was like, well, shit, I guess I thought his job was just hitting different driving ranges down in Springfield. Well,
no, you always wait to get the Arnold or the Payne Stewart, you know, to say it down like where he's at or whatever.
Right. So is he playing this weekend?
I think.
He
might not. I mean, I imagine.
Hope so. Good.
I don't think that it would be even possible for him to miss a.
Right.
Somebody would have to.
What do we call him?
He played LaPlaya last week.
Yeah, he did. Who did he play with? Yeah. Ethan?
Lindner. He played with Ethan.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know.
Ethan's been playing a lot.
I don't remember. I don't think they did Ethan.
I think Gibbs said in that group that they took like a double on a par three or something. And it fucked him out. Shot out a fourth with that. I think that's what he told me.
And they may have had the scores wrong, and they might have actually tied for the last place that
tied for fourth,
paid or something. Yeah. Like that. Something like that.
I knew it was like a stroke or two away
but
from
yeah, money. they doubled one of their last holes.
Oh man,
maybe their last hole, and yeah, two balls in the water. I mean, off of par three.
Yeah. I mean, yep,
this stuff. But it was crazy cold, windy.
Yeah, I remember them saying, I can't remember if it was Butler or Baggett or Trav, maybe even one of them was like said that that's the hardest they've ever seen LaPlaya to play.
For sure. Yeah.
It
was really cold, really windy, but there was like something else that made it really difficult because nobody could get it done. I mean, throughout the entire golf tournament.
Wasn't there like a three man a few years ago and they like ridiculously low scores, like 20 some under?
Yeah. I would say that was, it was quite a few.
Do you remember that? Ago. Maybe 23 under?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Mike and then went up there and played, and they shot like 12, and they were down like 11 strokes.
Yeah, in
championship. In a three man.
Oh,
if I remember.
Oh yeah, I don't think they went into that Sunday, did they?
No, they didn't. Yeah, go back. Yeah,
I do remember that. Now that you say
like,
that,
how can you shoot that low unless you?
I'm pretty sure they were Mizzou golfers or something. Like
okay,
that. Yeah, they were. But speaking of LaPlaya up there, I played with Butler, and I don't know if you guys know the course or not, but hole number 10. Is a par four. It's got a bunch of water in front of the green. So if you play it normally, you just hit an iron down the fairway, and then you hit like a wedge over. Or from the tees we were playing, it was like 334 to carry the water right in front of it. And we had wind at our back, but it was still like, it was 50 degrees.
Mm.
And so I hit 5 iron off tee.
It was
good enough. And Butler hit his drive, and it was going like at the right edge of the green, and he's kind of like, it looked like he smoked it, but he's kind of like, that's probably in the water or whatever. We get up there, his ball is carried the water, 334 carry.
Holy cow.
Yeah. He hit.
Was it on the green?
It was just off the green, and it was kind of a hard pitch shot from there. You had to go all the way across that green, and the wind was blowing, made it hard. And he hit this little pitch shot that checks up nicely and rolls out to like 6 feet, which anything inside 15 feet is like a great shot from there.
Hmm.
And then he steps up and makes the putt all on his own. He was a good, person to have as a teammate.
He's always a good
yeah.
to have.
Right.
I mean, we don't have to make his head any bigger, but no, I'm joking. But I don't know.
You think you're listening to this?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But all right, I'm trying to think. Where were your drives compared to his? Like, is like when you hit him good and he hit it good, like how much further is he than you?
So on,
I've just been noticing,
the second par five, he like hit down to like this flat area, and then your second one's up the hill to the right. And he hit first. I had been hitting first, and I was like marking scores down, and it was our turn to go. So I just said, go ahead. And I meant like the other teams. I didn't mean like Butler, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he stepped right up and just smoked one down. It was right down the middle. And then, so I got up in front of it next, and I hit one really hard. And there was like a little ground under repair, and he carried it by 15, 20 easily. And I was like, all right, I want to see if I can actually carry this ground under repair as the ball's flying. And it landed like 20 short of the ground under repair.
Yeah.
So I hit it really hard, which was, I don't know, maybe like 275 carry, whatever.
Yeah.
And he flew it at least 50 past that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, he was like hitting like 50 and something or more yards past you?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, a lot of them were 30, 40, 50.
I don't think it's necessary. I think I've gotten a little bit shorter. But I think maybe they're just like, I don't know, maybe he's just getting longer or something.
I think so, because...
I mean...
How old is he? He's probably
28.
He's 10 years younger.
Yeah.
28, yeah.
He's still getting stronger.
Yeah. No, it was impressive.
What's he hit, you know? Like what?
G425, the low spin.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's been messing around with shafts or something. Whatever shaft he is, it's... He's hitting it out there, and it's not, like, spinning. Mm. Like, he used to hit that spinner.
Yeah, he did, dude.
And he's hit a couple spinners, but they were, like, you know, you could tell it was a swing, but the good ones were not spinning. They were flying.
Just, yeah, man.
So in that 27 holes or whatever, there was 20 times we hit driver, and 15 of the 20 times we played his ball.
Yep, yep.
You know, that's... I don't hit it.
But like when you hit a good one and he hit a good one, he was like 50 yards by you and stuff?
Yeah.
I
would say when I hit it, my best. But I think those two, we both hit it our best.
Oh, okay, yeah.
50 past me. Yeah. There was a lot of times like, I hit it real good and he must have not, and I could get within like 30 of him.
Yeah.
But it was.
That made me feel a little bit better.
And then Trav and Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
I hit it, and then we played
Trav play?
Trav was really good. Trav's a gamer.
Like, yeah, he is, dude. He's a gamer. Yeah, he shows up.
There was a lot of like little wedge shots or little chips around the green that he always hit a good shot.
Yeah.
And you can tell like he's just kind of zoned in. He's a gamer. And he made a putt late that mattered, a big putt late that mattered. And yeah, I hadn't played with Trav much lately either. And,
no, dude, I'm telling you right now, don't worry about him. He is playing at Columbia Country Club every single day with Ethan and Kyle, like every day, dude.
That's nice. I'm glad they get to do that. I wish I played every day. Sometimes.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm sure that I honestly don't even know what Trav does, like for a job. I mean, I know he has a job. You know, he's had a couple different jobs. He was doing that in Aflac, you know, whatever. Right. That was a long time ago. But I'll tell you what I do know that he does is he's on the golf course.
Golf.
Yes.
Well, I mentioned this weekend that we need to get him up here.
He just said today.
He acting like he might play.
Yeah, he was like, "What? I'll come play in the morning if there's an opening."
Really?
Yeah, he just said it, didn't he, today?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't read all that, but he acted like there was a chance that he could.
Yeah, he was like, "I'm going to play. I'll meet you something on Saturday."
He was asking if it was going to rain and all this stuff, you know.
Well, good.
I hope he does play.
He hasn't played since like 21 or something.
No. Dude, I don't know if this is true or not, but I've been hearing that. So Scrap is attached to CJ, just with the Ricketts thing.
Uh-huh.
And then they have, I think, maybe one of the Paris boys. And Trav maybe are gonna
in four man.
Yeah.
All right, that's interesting.
And that is. I don't know CJ, if it's true or not.
So that's gonna bring up.
So they're gonna play A-flight. Yeah, they're gonna play A-flight.
Yeah. So basically, like from the teams that we used to have.
I mean, no offense.
I basically got dropped for CJ from the teams that we used to have, because it used to always be Scrap, me and Scrap and Trav. And like Bronson, or like, you know, we just switch them out.
Well, you guys won it. You, Trav.
I think
you. Trav and Josh. Right?
Josh.
Yeah. Josh Butterfield. Yeah.
Who's Josh going to play with?
I don't know.
He's a good four man.
Him, Paris, and Bronson played last year.
Have you guys talked about doing that again? Or?
Yeah, we've talked about it. I mean, Butterfield told me, he's like, I'll run it back if everybody else will.
What flight?
We were in A.
A flight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so anyways, we were just going back and forth, and they were all messing with me, you know, and I was acting like I was all mad. I was like, dude, I cannot believe this. There is no way that Trav's playing. And I mean, I love CJ to death, but I know how much, like, Trav likes to win money and, like, actually, you know, and, like, be the best, you know, and stuff like that. And I was like, there's a 0% chance he's playing with CJ in the four man in a money tournament.
Well.
And then they were all clowning me because I got.
I need to just go.
And then, you know, so I kept on throwing, you know, like, so I kept on throwing my name out there. You know, I was like, well, if Cannon's going over there to your all's bowler, then I'll play. How about I, you know, and just throw my name out there in their faces. And then I was like, all right, well, if Cannon's going to, you know, all right, so what? You all need one bowler and bag it, you know, kind of like. And just nobody would pick me up, man. So, I mean, I'm just.
you're a free agent.
Yeah. And then, and not only that, but like CJ somehow took my spot on the four man team after a couple of years.
He's been playing good.
Well, I guess they feel better about going to a lower flight with him.
No, here's the thing. Scrabble will not play in the morning. So they're just automatically going to play an A flight.
Yeah.
Hmm. Man, so that goes back to like we were all talking about. It's like, man, I'm telling you what, these four mans are just ruining friendships.
That's funny.
I just think it's funny.
Well, it's great. Yeah, drama attached to picking your team,
trying to find them.
Oh
man, what else you got on your list?
All right, guys, men's league actually starts next week, right?
Yep.
Next week.
Wow.
So yeah, I guess
who's running men's league this year?
You want to?
No.
Okay.
No.
Griff, you want to?
I don't know how.
Oh, it's really easy. I can teach you real easy.
So AJ and Barry.
All right.
That's more AJ than anything. I mean, he attaches.
Oh, he's good.
But I do. Bump everybody's handicap up one or two.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
Cool. I mean, down.
Yeah. No, you know what I told AJ? I said, let's just cut everybody in half.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it is. But we should need to. Oh, God. That's another topic.
All right. That's another thing. Time, like, but men's league probably needs to be revamped in some way, shape, or form. It's getting kind of boring. And so, you know, we'll start next week. But
we we've talked about doing a little side game.
Yeah.
You know, throw another $5 or $10 into some, you know, make some game up on the side. I don't know. So we've talked about it.
Yeah, we could leave the $7 game there and then add something to it. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to have to keep track of a whole bunch of things. It does take it does take like over an hour to enter all the scores and everything, which it's kind of fun to see what everybody shoots and see all the nines and tens people make out there. But also it does take a while, so.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there wants to actually do the men's league, keeping track of it, that position is open.
Nope.
Yeah.
I wonder if we ought to have just for men's league, like a max
handicap,
triple bogey or something.
Well, we do.
And that way,
will we say 10?
Yeah, max 10. We
max
already
10. Okay.
We could make that less. We probably should.
When I was running it, there'd be people that would shoot like a 12 or 13 on a hole, and it would really mess up their handicap.
Right. So I've always entered, some guys will even write down 12 or whatever, but I always entered it as a 10.
Max. I mean, that helps. But
I'm completely open to a max.
Like a triple bogey.
Yeah.
If we just said triple bogey max.
Yeah. There are some guys that play that make a lot of triples and worse.
Yeah, but triples should be.
Okay.
Nice, I think. Well, okay. That's just a suggestion, you know.
Yeah,
you
know, I will take them.
Because it's hard to handicap those really high handicappers.
And also what it does against is the guys out there playing, when they get to a triple bogey, they can pick their golf ball up and go to the next hole.
Exactly.
And we can play faster.
Yeah.
Yeah,
They
might.
It goes both. I mean, because, you know, you don't want to have everybody in the same. I don't know if there's a way to break it up somehow.
Triple bogey. Yep.
Well, just like, I don't break it up somehow to where like there's, or maybe just like the top 15 guys just play a certain game, like where because you know, you can't have.
All right, here's a good question.
Like, so, John Brownie's never going to win low net or low gross. You know what I mean? He might not.
Right. There's a lot of guys that will never.
So you can't have them in that, but there's something about like.
We only put 50 cents towards
too many pars.
So. But yeah, there's also another thing, like you're going out to play golf against people, and like if they beat you, they beat you. So sorry, you're not going to win low gross, but you got beat at golf. So
yeah, I'll tell you right now, I never got a handicap in high school football when we would play Hamburger and I would be going up against like Keith Painter.
You're right.
Or Trevor Zeiger.
Right.
Or Joel Varth.
You wanted something.
Yeah. I'd be like, all right. I'd be like, look, Keith's fourth in line. I'd be like, one. And then I'll be counting my line. Like, all right, I got like Blake Paris here.
And that's
Seward,
when you figured out you couldn't count,
and then,
right?
Boom. And then I was like, I like try to step behind Seward or something. You know what I mean? Be like, all right, none of this way, Seward can go up against Keith and then I'll go, you know what I mean? But I didn't get any handicap in that.
Right. So,
but no, I'm just playing. But yeah, so we got to figure something out because right. It is, there's something too much stuff getting like cut or whatever. I don't know.
Right. I like leaving the $7 game the way it is will kind of help because that's the way like little Excel spreadsheet already set up or whatever. But, or we can just have Adam Jaeger take it all over again and he can build a new spreadsheet that does everything because he built a pretty cool one.
Yep. It doesn't matter.
I'd say just leave it alone.
I don't have any solution, so I don't care.
One thing, but
I would love to have like another game on top of it. Like $7 and then you can put another $5 or
then we used to have that super skin or something.
I agree. Just have some other game and just like a super skin.
What's the other game though?
I don't know. It's but
we gotta wait to figure it out.
Whatever we got like at least 14 guys that are willing to pay to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I would say almost something that isn't handicapped or is
well, of course we're gonna want that. But a lot of guys aren't gonna want that.
Right, another thing,
how many guys can we get that? I don't know. Seward brought up some stuff like a really cool team game, but it would take a lot of organization. But you actually get a team for like the whole year, whatever you root
so
for.
So when I lived in Ohio,
like a team game is pretty tight. You don't have to play with them,
especially if it went around the whole year. You know,
You could almost do like a draft before and just like randomly draw them and like have a big thing at the golf course or something. You know what I mean? And just randomly draw teams like random four on a team. You know what I mean? That'd be kind of cool.
We had to, when I was in Ohio, the way they were in their league is you were an A, B, C, or D golfer. Like they told you what you are. And then you were teamed up with, and like I was an A and they had a B, C, and D golfer. And then they would, I don't know how exactly it would work, but they give you your tee time. So that sounds like a lot of work for whoever runs it.
So they had to play together.
Well, see the
you four played together. But see, it was a bigger town, so nobody really knew each other like we do here.
Right, right.
So they'd be like, okay, y'all tee off at 147.
Yeah.
And then that's your team.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do it here where you don't even have to play
together. Yeah, you don't have to play together. Yeah.
And it's some sort of game where you need like three of your four to play the week.
But you had to
at least
call in ahead of time and tell them you were playing. Oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. And I'm sure they had a head pro at the golf course that was running the league or an assistant even.
They did.
Yeah.
They sent out email the next day with all the results.
Yeah. That works. Cool. That works when you got a head pro that can do that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, for us, I think our league's pretty good, really. We get 60 people play.
Yeah. Sometimes
that's pretty good for a small town.
Yeah. Usually,
there's always a week or two that we average 80. We have 80 for the week.
The week that's before awesome. we go to Spirit every year is like something crazy.
Yeah, I think we keep it the same. I feel like we got a lot of young players playing now.
Oh, we got,
And I don't know where they're all coming from, but man, I feel like there's a lot of our course is in good shape. And,
we're extremely lucky with our golf course.
Yeah. I'd say leave it the same this year and maybe do that triple bogey thing.
All right. Well, yeah, definitely implement.
At some point, we got to get those team games going, though.
Oh, I think it's got how many, like, okay.
How many, like, you said there's 80 or whatever, like, max. Like, what is there, like, 50 on average, probably? Like, I just wonder how many, of 50. Those 50 or 60 play, like, at least 10 times. You know what I mean? Or something like that, or whatever the number needs to be.
Right.
So, let me just say.
You would have to commit to the team game. And that means you're committed to playing most every week if you commit.
Yeah. Mm. Or at least, like you said, 3 out of 4. Like, I don't know. Or if it was us, we'd have to, like, talk and be like, hey, I can't play today.
You're right.
Like,
so I was going to say, if you have teams of four, would you just, I mean, you could do it 1,000 different ways, but would you just take, like, the top three scores and then be like, hey, I can't play this week. It's you three.
Right. Well, it's net, so it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just total or whatever.
It'd probably have a couple payouts, like a low net and then a low team net.
What that would do, it would encourage people to come play.
Yeah.
Because they want to.
And like,
you know, on your team.
Yeah, you don't want
to
let you.
Feel committed to your team.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be texting like people I never talked to. I'd be like texting Marvin. I mean, I love Marvin. Don't get me wrong. What'd you shoot last night?
You know, I'm Ralph Lemon Jelly.
Yeah. I did in college. I did one.
Yeah. No doubt. Your new group text with Marvin and
Ralph.
Yeah. And Donald.
Yeah.
But a random group. But
that would be fun. It's cool. Well, shit. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Like I said, but if you just do it on a team, what you're just not in the team.
Well, here's another thing we could do. Like, so men's league, it starts the first week of May or whatever. We could do like the months of June and July or the team. That's when the team.
Dude, you know what you could almost do? You could almost do a new one every month if you wanted.
Right.
Or you could just do it May, June, July, or June and July. Like you say.
The draft though, who's going to be the captains and all that?
I don't think you even. No, I think you I just randomly draw. Yeah,
there's a lot to figure out.
Just put a bunch of names together. There wouldn't be a draft. You just draw
your team.
Yeah, A, B, C, and D.
Just everybody
going in a hat.
Course of seven.
So
I mean, there's going to be some teams that probably look a little bit better than others. Like you know, on paper.
But you got to think if you have four scratches and you got 4-12 handicaps. You know what?
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
Shit. So you'd be like. You have to have people that commit to the team game then. Like,
probably,
Like, $5 a week or whatever, something silly.
Or just more or less just being there, like, most of the time. That would be the part of the commitment, not the money necessarily.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're still committed.
Well, yeah.
Because you got to, I mean, you got to pay out.
And like we said, you can still play with your buddies, you know? Like, you know,
yeah,
you can still play with who you normally play with on Wednesday nights if, like, that's not really your group or whatever.
That might work.
Yep.
So you have to have people to say, I'm in the team game and hopefully have a even amount of people.
Yeah.
And split them up. If you have 30 people to say they're in.
Yeah.
Or 40.
If somebody says, I only play half the time, be like, well, I mean, you know, you'll just have to, like, if you want to be in this, no, nothing wrong with that. A lot of people are busy.
If it sucks, then I'll never do it again.
But you're going to have to play more than 9 out of 18 times.
I agree. I think it'd be kind of cool. It's something different, you know. A little twist to it. You still got men's league being the same thing.
Yeah.
This is just a little side
game. So if you're in the team game, everybody throws in like $5.
Or something.
And then like the winning team gives it all or something.
Another thing, and I've brought this up to AJ. Tell me what you all think. But should we do like, okay, so we pay $7 or whatever. Well, what if we just took a dollar out of that, you know, because like each dollar is broken up into something that pays for skins and low round and low net and all this bullshit. So what if we just took a dollar out of that and just had it in a side pot for a hole in one and just and just build that thing up? If nobody gets one this year, you just keep building it up. Like that thing's like $3,000. If you hold one, you should win $3,000.
I think so too. Yeah.
You know,
that'd be awesome.
And you could, like, you know,
as long as nobody, you know, I'm saying somebody comes in from out of town.
Oh, yeah. No.
Two or three buddies come in and they say they hit a hole in one. Then what do you do?
Yeah. No, you'd have to. Yeah, I mean, I don't. Hopefully, that wouldn't happen.
Right.
I've always said
big enough.
I've always said I think it, and not because I don't think people, but I just think it'd be awesome to have like cameras on the par threes. Just I don't know, like not to like catch people cheating, but just to, you know what I mean. But just to like if somebody hits a hole in one, you go back in like in the clubhouse and drink a beer and watch it.
We could get GQ to set something up out there.
Yeah, I'm serious. I've always said that. But he was saying you were out there, but he was saying Josh was saying take a dollar out for the hole in one. Next thing you know, nobody's hit a hole in one for 3 years at league and it's $3,000. And then that goes
just keep building it up, you know?
Yeah.
We might just make it 8 and then do that the extra dollars.
But I don't know. I just feel like if you hit a hole in one, you should win some money.
No, we got to be serious about it.
You have to
have
the cameras out
there. Yeah.
Dude, I've said this for a long time. I mean, this is just all fake, but wouldn't it be cool as shit, like, if you had cameras and, like, you could sit at the clubhouse, like, under the pavilion with and watch, like, Griff on three?
You know what I mean?
It's serious. This shit's or be at the dugout and watch the one man from 2 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be kind of nice?
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Didn't your dad do that with his buddies? All of them put, like, some money in for a certain amount of years, and your dad hit a hole in one. And I think more than that.
We could do it. Us four. Let's do it.
All right.
That's $20.
Yeah, but you'll be one that hits dude.
That's how it goes.
Just do it.
What if we would have been doing that at Spirit this whole time?
It'd be like, $20,000 by now.
Enough.
Yeah. Oh, I would have been. Oh, if we were doing that a couple years ago, I would have even.
Am I throwing 20? But now you got Griff fired up on the spirit COVID hole in one. Yeah.
$20 hole in one pot. Right?
Yeah, starting this year.
Let's do it.
Yep. All right. And then, all those dudes will be in. I don't know why everybody wouldn't just get in it, dude. Yeah. It's all luck anyways.
Keep coming back every
time. Bronson hit one on number 6 or 7 at Shelbina.
Big out.
It was downhill. You know that number 7 at Shelbina?
Right.
Bronson hit one a couple years ago in that Monroe, that Tri-County. Dude, and it bounced the entire way down the hill.
Dude, I watched Luke hit one on 3. He went through the tree.
Through the tree?
Yeah, the left.
You know the big tree that was there on the left?
Yeah.
Dude, he went through it.
I'm glad we got rid of that tree.
Yes, I watched him hit 2 hole-in-ones on that same hole, and one of them through the tree, and then I watched...
That tree should not be getting hit, by the way.
He on the two. Flew like 10 and 2 in it.
Oh, yeah.
And like left in the tee, down now, it's cut down.
There's a maple tree over there.
At Mosswood.
Oh, Mosswood. Yeah. I thought, okay.
And the tee was kind of back a little bit. Dude, and he hit one of them like... Me, him, and Micah Williams all had COVID at the same time, and we called it the like COVID classic. So we just went out. It was December 12th. I'll never forget. And Flute hit a hole in one. He hit it. That wasn't the one he hit through the tree, but he did hit one there.
Flute, yeah. Doing the men's league, it might be worth a lot of money.
That'd be fun.
Speaking of, we do keep money back that men's league keeps back, and we give to the golf course every year.
Yeah,
we gotta keep doing that because
we've bought a TV and stuff. So yeah, I mean, the men's league money does go to something productive other than skins,
right?
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
as it does. We've bought a lot of shit.
Yeah,
we bought like what 12 sprinkler heads or something.
A whole bunch of sprinkler heads.
Yeah, which are pricey as shit.
And then I think last year we bought just Tyler needed chemicals, so we bought like a bunch of extra chemicals or something like that.
Yeah. So men's league money does go to something other than just paying.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I like to know that.
Yeah,
I like to know where my money's going.
Yep.
Yep.
Usually it's going into somebody else's pocket.
The course needs money, so anything that we can do to help. Right.
I'll tell you what, though, I talk a lot of shit about Grant, you know, but dude, just the overall like with the Tyler and Ryan, you know, and then Grant's been running the pro shop real well. I don't know, man.
Board.
Yeah.
The great golf board. Great.
Yeah.
Board.
Dude, I went out there today and like every time I get done talking to them guys, because they were talking about redoing the bunkers on too, and they were like, man, it was like a big project. And Tyler was like, I kind of wish we wouldn't have done it because we had other stuff to do, but it never would have got done. And I was like, dude, before we hired them, like 6 months before, we didn't have a greenkeeper. I mean, we had nobody.
Yeah.
And then Tyler comes along.
We could have like the exact
wipes it was 6 months later. And it was like, dude, this is the best thing that happened.
Everything's good right now, guys.
I just thank them. I was like, you guys are doing great, you know, for real.
But then in the pro shop, you know, like with Grant, he's running those, you know, he'll get a Scotty Cameron, run a raffle, make the course a couple $100, whatever, you know, and just do all
he's
that kind of stuff.
Teamed
that
up with Quincy Country.
Yeah, he has.
With some
Big John.
And
awesome. I hope we
can. Yeah.
Johnny O shirts or something like
we
that.
We probably can. I mean, we can get.
Grant does a great job.
Yeah, he's been, I don't know.
He does a great job.
Yeah. He does a good job. Tyler does a good job. Ryan does a good job.
Yeah.
We have
Link is doing a great job.
Yeah, can't thank them guys enough. Can't thank you all enough for your all's equipment. You and Potterfield.
Yeah, everybody helps out so much.
That's what's great about a small town. You're going back to how everybody knows each other. So what's great about a small town, we all, you know, love our little golf course, and we all do whatever we can to make it run. So
I played Shelbina Sunday. Not to knock their course, because their course is fine.
Yeah.
But when I came back to Mosswood, it was like,
felt nice to be
felt
home.
Really good.
Yeah.
To be home.
It was because it was a lot better. Honestly.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, think it's just really good. Like a couple years ago when we were trying to get that Zoysia, you know, we had everybody was buying pallets and shit. I mean, the list was huge. I mean, the amount of money they had was it's thousands and thousands of dollars that people had donated to get that Zoysia, you know. So it just goes back to people care about this course.
People are really nobody cool, wants. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool.
Yep.
It is cool. Yeah. We're real lucky. And now we get to have a one man out there this weekend.
Yep.
Enjoy.
Yep. AJ, we should have made, I was thinking about this the other day. We got to get on this next year, but we need to make a shirt that says like In the Grip and then like Mosswood, the original one man scramble or something.
Yeah.
That'd be because
Aaron may not know this.
I don't know.
Well, we've been, we've I think on one of the pods that, like,
what are you talking
last year, I've been, I was talking about this.
TK.
So the very first one-man scramble ever.
Oh, no, that was with TK.
Oh,
never
really?
Mind.
Yeah, Kenny Fulton.
That wasn't with me. That was with TK.
Guys, yeah. They came up with the one-man scramble.
Okay.
Yeah. Whenever that was, early 80s there.
That's pretty cool.
And I think they, so when the course got started or whatever, maybe they had like a four-man the year before, and it was like the very next year.
Mm.
And Kenny was like, we want to try this, because they were already doing it. Because they would go out, and it would take too long to play 18 holes, and they couldn't get to the bar quick enough. So they said, well, we'll just play two balls for 9 holes,
mm-hmm.
and they played a scramble. And so they're able to play faster, and that's
That's cool.
That's how
it, didn't TK say something about, like, maybe he had heard somebody, like, I don't know, I just remember listening to the pod.
Yeah.
Or maybe there was somebody else that was running it, or, like, maybe they started running it after him. I don't know. There was, I thought he said somebody else. Maybe heard of one, but they were, he wasn't quite. He
was Mulligan.
Well, TK maybe kind of thought that they maybe started, actually, were the ones that invented it.
He did.
Well, Matt, I hope so, because you guys know the Monday Q info on Twitter. Do you know who that? This guy on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He's on the Golf Channel all the time.
Yeah.
But he follows all the Monday qualifiers, all the lesser professional things, but he sent a message or sent a tweet. It said he was playing in one, and so I have messaged him quite a bit throughout the years. Like, I was one of his first 5 followers or whatever. I found this dude a long time ago, and I sent him a message, and I told him the one man story, and so I hope it's true, because he might even, like, say something to the whole entire world about it.
Yeah. Hey, if it's not true, let's go ahead and just make it true.
Yeah, it's just the original one man.
The original one man scramble.
Yeah, nobody can prove us wrong. So.
What year did this start, I wonder?
I would say 80.
I'd have to go back and listen to that pod.
That's
my favorite podcast we've ever done. The first one with TK.
Yeah.
That was a lot of information in that. Yeah.
You got to get Wink in here.
Yes.
Wink would tell you all kinds of stuff about
that. Dude, I wish I had my wallet, but Wink pulled out, gave me a card of, like, in 93, they used to make these little cards, like you put them in your wallet, you know?
Yeah.
And it was the dates of all the tournaments that year.
Oh, really?
It's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Wink probably knows the most about that golf course than anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Justin Potterfield has a big map in his shop. You mm-hmm. need to see it. But he's got a big map in a shop of if Mosswood ever went, like when Dimeacres and all that shit was mm-hmm. making money, but if it would ever been an 18-hole course.
Yeah.
And it has, like, all the...
The layout.
Oh, dude. Cool.
So when I was working out there, I found the blueprints back in the back.
And yep.
It was cool.
That was cool.
Like, the pond there on 9, there would have been, like, the clubhouse and pro shop would have been there, and then, like, a balcony extended out over
that. Dude, I've seen that. I don't know if you've shown that to me
or
not.
There was even tennis courts and maybe, like, a pool.
Really?
Maybe. But it was a whole drawing for...
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of that... What's that? Oh, man, right across the river, that restaurant, the pier.
Yeah,
that kind of hangs over the river, you know? That's kind of, like, what it was supposed to do for number... The pond.
People come in to...
People was scared. Kind of reminded me of, like, Kirksville, but how they're just,
yeah.
I like their club.
Yeah.
You can watch them come out of the water there.
Yeah. Yeah. That is awesome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That at Kirksville. Yeah. That's a nice course.
It is. Yeah. Yep. You used to be a member there.
Yep.
Did you ever win their club championship?
Yep.
Yeah, they did. You ever hit a hole in one up there?
Yep.
There you go.
Still can't believe Flute has more hole in ones than me.
I only have one.
Dude, I'm.
I have zero.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, zero.
Yeah.
AJ, did you hit yours in the 4-man 1 year?
In the 4-man.
Yeah.
In between it. But
first.
Well, how much? Wasn't that like $1,200 or something? But
I want to say that one was $600. And I think there was like another skin out. And then the very next year, I believe, my group won the only skin. The next year it was $1,200.
I think it was. Yeah, I remember that. I was like, damn, AJ. What? Who hit a hole in one in that other one? Or was that an eagle? Or?
It was an eagle on 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, who flew that in or what?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Get in the truck.
Yeah.
Because I remember that was like that.
Yeah, put me out.
No, that.
It was from 112. Put me out there 112. I'll make you.
Dude, it's so tight when you get a skin. Dude, I remember 1 year.
It does feel good.
1 year.
Just pays for everything, you know? It's
dude,
just like.
I got a skin on 7 one time, a holdout on 7 in the four man a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Me, Baggett, Mike Fulton. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, you felt cool. Oh, yeah. You felt like,
yeah. Hell yeah. You won B that year, too.
B.
Yeah.
So last week at La Poyta, they had a raffle. You could get in a raffle ticket, and the winner got a $500 gift card to the Oliver's. It's up in Lancaster. It's a golf store up there.
Yeah.
He does club repairs, and then he has a whole shop where you can, you know, he's, I've never been there, but I've seen this account on Facebook and all this.
Yeah.
But, so Butler and I were like, they're like asking, are you guys wanting to get in this or whatever? It's like $20 and you get 6 tickets or whatever. And I owed Butler because he paid our entry. And I was like, yeah, I'll get in 20. He's like, put 20 in for me or whatever and just take it off what you owe me for the entry. And so we got our tickets, and he's like, whose tickets are whose? Who knows? And he's like, well, we'll just split them.
Yeah.
If we win or whatever, we'll split it. Sure enough, we won it.
Oh, really?
So we each got $250 gift card up to this place. So we got to figure out a time to make a day trip up there. But that was also, they did that during the Calcutta. So, like, before we teed off on the back 18, we already knew we had.
Yeah, so you just kind of felt like you're playing with house money.
Felt like we won already, so.
That's awesome.
Where was 252? Sorry, I got out the end.
Oliver's Clubs and Repair or something. Oh, okay. It's up in Lancaster.
Is that where Logan does his stuff?
Yep, where Logan does all his stuff.
I haven't been there.
I've heard it's extremely nice. The guy's, like, really good and has a bunch of cool stuff up there. So, I'm excited to go up there and see what it's all about. Nice.
Speaking of Butler, though, yeah, they just had that. That just kind of reminds me, because I bought some stuff at his dad's benefit, which, by the way, I don't know, that was a really cool benefit. You were there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. You know, his dad has, I'm not exactly sure what form of cancer or whatever, but they had a benefit last week, and they had all kinds of silent auction. I mean, like, dude, probably like 100 different silent auction donations or whatever, you know, that you would.
A building like the size of the Knights of Columbus Hall or something like that.
Yeah. And I mean, it just never ended, dude. I walked around that thing like probably 17 different times, just buying all kinds of stuff. But no, that was a good. And then he can't play. They're doing a benefit, I think, this weekend, golf tournament. But no, I think they may, I mean, you know, raise like a bunch of money. And I bought like 4 rounds to Westview and. I bought some
money game.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I got 4 rounds of Westview, and then I bought I bought I bought this like photo shoot for my son. And I
Nice. You can get good.
And then I know, dude. It was like $180 value, and I got it for $80.
Hell yeah!
And I messaged her today. Actually, I was like, "Hey, let me know. You know,
my hair.
Yeah, I need to get a couple outfits." I mean, that's a real deal. It's like one where you change clothes and you know?
That's awesome.
And then I bought a...
Yeah, I heard them say your name like 5 times.
Oh, yeah. And
did
then,
you spend more there or at the Masters?
Oh, we don't have to talk about that.
At the Masters draft.
No, but I bought, there's this place in Edina, and I bought this like 6 racks of ribs or whatever, you know, and all this. And so I was like, all right, cool. I'm just going to drive up there sometime, you know, Lance or Grant's fat ass and I or something, you know, and just take him up there to like a vacuum. and then I found out that it's like a little, like, you call ahead of time. Like, I bought all this, you know, and then afterwards, which is fine, but I found out that it's like a little shack, and I think you just like call ahead of time, like a day or two ahead of time, and then you like go up and pick it up. And I mean, Edina's a little bit of a cruise, you know. Yeah. So I was planning on going in like it was a restaurant, you know, and ordering and sit down for a couple of whatever.
You went up there already?
No, I haven't. But and so I guess I'm just gonna get some dudes and we're just gonna hit that shack and then hit like a park or something in Edina.
Make a day trip.
Yeah. Didn't really, I guess.
I Westview on the way home.
Yeah, and then we'll go to, that's a way out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, that'd be a hell of a day.
Yeah.
And then I bought some of
them. Where do you want to go?
Yeah. And then I bought a $25 gift certificate to Gibbs's woman's cookie company.
There you go.
Of course you did.
There you go. How many Subway?
It was a $25 value for $15.
I couldn't beat that. How many Subway cookies do you eat a week?
Man, not a whole lot. I eat a lot of sandwiches. Lunch? Yeah, dude. So there's,
they're good.
I mean,
dude, bring the sugar Subway cookies.
They won't. It's I'm not. That's not in my control.
Do you have the foot?
Yeah, we got foot long cookies. Yeah, I'll tell you what. We sell the shit out of.
Really?
Yeah, And then one thing I figured out,
I didn't know this, Ernest is fucking over.
Yeah, obese time.
Yeah, no doubt. I didn't know this. I think I said that all wrong. I didn't know this at first, but yeah, I'm like handing out forks when I hand when I do a full on cooking.
Yeah,
and didn't like the first couple. Yes, yeah, people started asking for forks, so I've just been handing them out. Like, hey, it seems like most people's eating these things with like forks. They're so big.
Tell them so, they probably need to
be. Here's a fork.
Does one person ever buy a cookie and eat themselves?
I'm sure. I don't know if they're going to eat that whole. Yeah. A lot of times it's, you know, two people are splitting.
But Friday night, you might as well.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. So talk about women, talk about men's league. We talked about the tournament that I played already. Have any of you guys played a tournament yet this year?
No.
Nope. I mean, I played Shelbina.
Yeah.
An individual tournament on Sunday.
Yeah.
And got second place. Mike Caldwell beat me by one stroke.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
He shot one under. I shot even.
There you go. Was it a battle coming down the end?
It was a battle. I made him putt like a little 4-footer to beat me.
And he made
And the greens were aerated. So yeah. There was little dots everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
And after he made it, I was like, I think you beat me by one. And he's like, that's why you made me putt that putt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Because I was kind of keeping track of it in my head. But I wonder if anybody in the world's ever played Shelbina and Belle Reve in the same week.
Probably not.
I think I might be the only person.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
They're getting ready to play Thursday.
Nobody.
So do you have a group of four for
I've got a foursome.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what tees were playing.
They probably wouldn't let us play a fivesome.
But I'm
six. I'm looking for a six over here.
I'm pumped, man. Yeah. I watched Tiger Woods and every shot the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting geared up for this.
All right. Me and you, we went to Belle Reve to watch.
We did.
The PGA Championship.
And we talked to Butch.
Butch Harmon, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell my wife about that all the time, and she's like, I couldn't care less.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, no, I like see that guy on TV right there. Like, I sit there and talk to him for a while.
We did. Yeah. Was it Patrick Reed?
Patrick Reed, Gary Woodland, and I don't remember who the other was.
Yeah.
I think he was following
Gary. Ricky Fowler, maybe?
Fowler was in one of the groups.
Right ahead of them.
Right ahead of them.
Because he was watching them.
He was bouncing between Gary Woodland and Ricky Fowler.
So that's what's up on the ridge, I've heard. Like, that's number, like, 15, 16, 17, I think, right there.
Yeah.
What's the occasion this weekend?
It's just a friend of mine from St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, in the financial business.
Yep.
And, like, he was trying to, like, talk to us about some financial stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then after the conversation, we talked for, like, 45 minutes about stuff. He was like, hey, my boss, you know, is a member of Belle Reve. Have you and your dad come down and play sometime? Oh, and I was like,
win.
Just win.
I was like, you just put the tee time down and we'll be there.
Like even if it's tomorrow.
All the other stuff you talked about, yeah. I don't really care. But we'll be there for Belle Reve.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're going.
And like good weather too.
Yeah, we're teeing off at 12:45.
Man, I'm so jealous.
It's perfect.
So this is Wednesday, Thursday?
Thursday.
So Shelbina, Belle Reve, Mosswood.
Yeah. Yep. All in 1 week.
Yeah. Well,
that's a hell of a week, man.
It is a good. I can't wait.
I want to say Belle Reve is going to host something big coming up like in 26. Like maybe President's Cup? Is that?
I thought
Belle Reve has something crazy coming up.
Huh. I'll ask him when I'm there.
Yep. Please do.
Give me a hat.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bummed. Can't wait.
No. I've only walked around it once.
Then I got a tea time at Old Hawthorne the next Thursday.
Oh.
Pumped about that already.
What time's your tea time on Thursday?
Which one?
At Belle Reve.
12:40.
Like 12:45.
That's about perfect time.
Yep.
7 a.m., all that shit. That's...
Griff, the next Thursday. Let me get like 11:30. Old Hawthorne, it's Dad and I against Jay and Quinn.
Oh. Well, I know who's going to win that.
It's going to be fun.
Is he a member?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, he is.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, we were at Christmas. I think it was for Christmas. It wasn't Christmas Day, but it was Christmas, like a week before Christmas. We had our family, Uncle Jay, he's got a place out at Old Hawthorne now.
Yeah.
And so we had Christmas there. Well, anyways, he lives on like, I don't know what hole it is.
Number 11.
Number 11.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was cold. It was cold, real cold. And there was one person on the entire golf course, and it was a Mizzou dude walking up.
It was that really good player from Mizzou. He's like foreign.
Yeah. Where is he from?
He's awesome. But Griff and I were having a chipping contest.
From the back. And then
he hit his approach shot in.
Yeah. Well, we were just pretty much just like on the green. I mean, we're told him to, I mean, come on, like, who is this? And anyways, yeah, he gets up there and, yeah, it was just like one of Mizzou's golfers. I was like, damn, dude, he is grinding, like walking.
He was their good golfer, whoever that is.
He's not from Sweden, but he's somewhere.
But he gave us the golf ball.
Yeah, I gave it a golf ball, yeah.
Yeah.
Super nice. So.
Yeah. But it just, I don't know, it just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was really cool. I think it has a name on it or something. I don't know where that golf ball went, by the way.
Well,
I probably should have given it to somebody else besides me. Yeah, I think. Yeah. Or maybe you have it. Well, I don't know.
Mizzou's done a lot with that golf course. Like, the facility for the players down there is, like, unreal.
Is that at Old Hawthorne?
At Old Hawthorne.
Man, I need it.
Their own, like, building that has, like, indoor
Is that,
facilities.
Like, where their driving range was?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
But since, you remember when you used to work down there?
Yeah.
They've built a new building like you can hit balls onto the driving range from inside the building.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
it's
awesome.
It's got all the TrackMan, all the
Oh, yeah, that that's amazing. Damn.
Yeah.
When I worked there, it wasn't busy yet.
And remember, and
Peter Malnati was there every day.
Yeah, and he just went on tour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Valspar was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I saw something
Linus,
like that.
Linus or something played there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played at Corn Ferry Monday qualifier with him. Got his number.
I feel like I just saw his name on some like mini tour or something, maybe something in Europe.
I'm calling.
Yeah, say, hey, we're on the podcast. What are you doing? Okay, Bryce Garnett just went on the PGA tour.
Yeah,
from Gallatin. Yeah,
I got this weird message the other day from Tom Whitney.
You got a message from him?
Yes. But I think it was
somebody hacking.
I don't know.
Because he was like PGA tour this year.
I know. He's playing in the Zurich next week.
Yeah.
But he's like, hey, what's up, man? And I sent a message back and said, no way you remember who I am.
Yeah.
And then he hadn't responded yet. So I don't know.
Huh. That's interesting.
Isn't it? I know. I was waiting for him to respond back.
I followed him at
Corner. Isn't that kind of weird?
It is.
Well, yeah.
Tom Whitney, you're probably listening to this. So,
yeah. So what's up, Tom?
Yeah, get a hold of Aaron. If
Give me a
that
shout,
was really
man.
You.
Be a caddy. I'm in.
I need somebody for my four-man team.
So Tom and I played in AJ, and we played with AJ McKierney.
Yeah.
Us four played a practice round, right?
Was you with us? I didn't play. I was at the other golf course.
So I was with.
Yeah, you were
I was with Tom and AJ McKierney and another guy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You were with me.
Yeah, we were there on the trip, but I was playing at the other golf course. So
And Tom was real super cool to me and stuff.
I've heard great things about that guy.
And then the next day when I played my real round, I was on number one teeing off, and he come down there. He's like, "What's up, Aaron? How you doing, man?" Yeah. And like really like it was just kind of weird, you know, because he's like a really good player.
Yeah, he's on the PGA Tour this year.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But then he sent me a message saying, "What's up, man?" Like that was like 6 years ago. I met him one time.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, maybe he needs a caddy or something.
I know. That's what I'm hoping for.
Nope.
Maybe him and his guy just aren't getting along right now.
I know.
I'll tell you what, I have to get in shape to be a caddy. My God. No, dude, I don't have to.
No way. He's like, man, that the guy from Nashville.
Right. Maybe he's just bored. He's on the road.
He might be.
Away from
it. And then I think about.
I'll talk to everybody I've ever talked to.
Right. I remember that guy.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd have to get in shape to be a caddy.
You saw the message, right? I'm not making this shit up.
Yeah. We could ask the Ryan Frentz of Monday Q guy. He's good friends with Tom. We could ask him, be like, hey, Tom, did Tom get hacked?
He probably did.
He's sending people messages.
No doubt.
All right. So I want to talk to you, golf trips. You're probably the only one here that's taking the golf trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
I haven't taken the golf trip.
Yeah, I haven't taken the golf trip. Yeah. So did you go anywhere new or anything that?
I think 12 of us went this year to Abacoa. Yeah, like we always go there.
The regular Florida trip.
And that course is awesome. We love it.
Yeah.
Matt Paris was the champion.
Oh, good.
I've met champion this year. So Josh Potterfield came in with a net 60, 3 or something, something crazy low on the last day. And he thought he won, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, like, what'd you shoot? Everybody? Yeah. And then Matt Barris comes in at the very end with like a net 66 or something and beat him by 1. It was pretty awesome.
That's fun.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
It's fun. We might have to come up with an in the grip, like, winter trip sometime.
Yeah, we need a winter trip.
Like, yeah. We're settled this, into, like, fatherhood. And
yeah.
That. Like, we love this course. There's nothing special about the course. Like, I don't know why we go there every year. It's getting more and more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's definitely better courses.
There's definitely
better courses. Where do you fly?
But, dude, it is right.
We fly into West Palm.
Yeah, dude, it is right.
An expensive plane trip?
Not that bad.
Really? No.
It is right next to. I mean, you could almost hit two drivers to the St. Louis, the Cardinals, Jupiter.
Our flight was like 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, the Cardinals practice facility. And then that dude, Eric Cole.
Yeah, that's where he played.
Yep.
Your dad said, were y'all down there?
They treat us so good there.
Were y'all down there that weekend? Like,
yeah.
And your dad was telling me maybe that there was like, oh, there was all kinds of people crowded around when Eric Cole was like, maybe he got second in a tournament. Was it at the Honda? Oh, shit.
Yeah, this year we went down and then we left right before the Honda started. And so we got in there and got out.
Yeah.
And which made the hotel rooms cheaper. We don't go to Honda anyway.
Yeah.
But like the restaurants and everything was still, you know, pretty, it was pretty happening.
I remember when you guys used to go to the Honda.
We used to.
Because I remember I was watching PGA Tour Live when it like first became PGA Tour Live. And all of a sudden I see Matt Seward come walking out of the tree smoking a cigarette.
Nuh-uh, really?
Smoking a cigarette. And like he's like running after the ball like he was the player that just hit the shot. Yeah.
Oh, there was
I would rather play than watch those guys.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's just a hike.
Catch them somewhere else.
Right.
Dude, that year
I'm always gonna go watch the John Deere.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
That year it was like Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy were, I don't even think one of them made the cut. And then maybe Dustin Johnson was right in front of them. Dude, it was like 30 rows deep. You can't even see anything.
Yeah.
If you sit in this, which don't get me wrong, I'll go. Yeah. But you know, you sit in the same spot like all day long. You miss all kinds of other golf. You're just watching people hit the same shot all day, you know, unless you want to go just walk around and follow the holes. I'll never forget, though, man. Seward and I kind of lost our group. And John Browning was in our group. You know, like there was a bunch of us. There was like 20 of us or something. And I look up and I see John. I spot John from like 400 yards away.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, well, there's John right there. You know, it was so funny. It was just so funny.
Yeah.
And then also, Seward and I walked around a lot that day, and I'd never heard of Chris Kirk, and it was like one of the holes on the back, maybe before you enter the bear trap. I have no idea, but he hit it off to the right. You hit it over the water, and it kind of opens off to the right, and then he had to chip out kind of like 30, 40 yards in front of the green.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, this dude sucks. And then he chipped it, and it didn't even get, like he chunked it, didn't even get it to the green, and then he got it up and down for a bogey.
Yeah.
And I walked around and told Seward the entire day that there is no way Chris Kirk could beat me.
Well, you're
and then that year that I went with you all,
yeah,
and probably like 5 or 6
year
years
of the Apple.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the year of the Apple. Yes, that was like when Nick Mudd, you know, all of them went. And,
yeah.
Oh, I was Thule's roommate. Yeah. But and anyways, and then I just I followed Chris Kirk, and I mean, shit, he was on the leaderboard for a while maybe bottom of the leaderboard at the Masters this year for a minute anyway.
Yeah, no, he's a good
player. He's a great player. But I was like, oh my God, this dude sucks.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
that's what's fun about those events. You go watch him and then something like that happens, then you can follow that guy for the
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, and then that's a hard course, though. You know, so I guess I just thought everybody was getting, like, the winning number would be 20, 22 under. 20.
Yeah.
No, dude, there's people shooting, like, even par and the Honda.
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
No, that's a tough course, man.
Water
everywhere. So I just wasn't really impressed. I was like, man, these dudes kind of suck. Like, 4 under was leading, you know?
Don't try here.
I was like, is this a major that I'm at or something?
Have y'all heard about the guy that AJ and I met at the hotel?
Who?
When we went to the Corn Ferry Tour event.
Cristobal.
Y'all hear about this? Let's go ahead and get this on the podcast. Tell them, AJ.
So, yeah, last year we went, there's a Corn Ferry Tour event over in Springfield.
Yeah.
We went day one. And
Then Luke Guthrie played in that, didn't he?
Yeah, he Monday qualified.
He didn't tee off.
Yeah, yep. Because they had weather. So we followed some people around that morning, and then like we got news that weather was coming in, and we were like, okay, they blew the horn, got to get off the golf course or whatever. And we're like watching the radar, like, what do we do? We're like, okay, well, this storm's coming. We're like, okay, there's a Shields up the road. Like, we'll just go there. Like,
well, we had to take the bus to our car first.
Oh, yeah, you got to get shuttled to your car. And yeah, the whole time we're getting shuttled, we're like watching this storm.
Thing's coming closer and closer.
And so we decide we're going to get in the car and go to this place. Well, by the time we get to the car, the storm's like basically there.
Yeah.
And so we take out of the parking lot, go up, take the first exit, and we're trying to get to the Shields. And by now the wind's blowing like 60 and maybe even harder.
Yeah.
And flying across there and like get to a stoplight. I'm like, I'm not stopping for the stoplight.
By this time it's like blowing 80 yeah. probably.
And so we
and whip, like sideways.
We whip into this hotel and like pull right up to the front door, and I open my door and the wind almost blows my door off my truck.
Yeah.
And then,
and we had Asher and your nephew with
my
us.
My nephew Cooper. Asher opens his door and like, and he's sitting right behind me. Like the door opens so hard, it like knocks me over.
Yeah.
And his hat flew off.
He gets out and guys are coming out of the hotel room and like grabbing him and dragging him in. Cause I mean, it's like legit, like it feels like we're in a tornado at
yeah.
this point.
Yeah.
And,
damn.
So we get inside and we're sitting around, and but there's a guy who's obviously a professional golfer over there. So I kind of make my way over to him. I was like, hey, you know, you playing an event or whatever, and ask him his name. And he said, Cristobal Del Solar. And I was like, oh, I know him. He played Florida State. Like this dude was legit at Florida State.
Yep.
And so I start talking to him, and we talked to him for a long time.
I mean, this guy was super nice and like super personable to us.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he was really nice.
Yeah. He's from Chile, I think, pretty yep. sure. And he's like, you know, I've been in earthquakes and hurricanes. He's like, what do you do in a tornado? I was like, well, you just kind of sit here and pray.
Yeah. Like, hit you.
Yeah.
Go down in the basement.
Yeah.
He was a little nervous.
Yeah. He was nervous. He was calling people or whatever, but talked to him for a while. Well, earlier this year, right?
Yeah.
The dude shoots 57.
Oh, that was him?
He's on the Corn Ferry Tour.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like in a good position to get his PGA Tour card.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of him.
Yeah. I got him saved on my favorites.
He's awesome.
Did I play with you one year down there at the, or was that, I took your place?
Yeah.
At the
John Deere? Yeah.
Man, who was the dude I played with that day? He's like from Illinois. He played at Illinois. Lefty.
Langley.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was. It was Langley.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I played with Langley.
Oh, you played with Langley?
Yeah.
No, I played with somebody else. I can't remember.
You played with somebody like some young dude you didn't really think.
Yeah, no, but he was in that PGA Tour like university or whatever, like top 10.
Oh, you played with the.
I think he was a lefty.
What, his last
name? Yeah, you played with Langley.
F, I believe. He played at Illinois too.
Yeah, he played. This dude played at Illinois. Tell you what, is his first time he ever played. And I'll
think of it in a minute. He was an All-American there.
I know. And I mean, and
yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't really, like, he didn't hardly help our five-man team out at all.
I don't even know if
I played with Hank Lavoda and Hayden.
Man, if you said his name.
Hayden Buckley. Yeah.
God, if you said his name.
They were awesome. They.
I'm saying, like, that was the first time that he had literally just got back from, like, Nash. I don't know where he had been.
Yeah. They play nationals pretty like right before this,
and then he somehow just got a sponsor exemption, and I can't remember his name, man.
So the guy who was like the tournament director for the John Deere Classic, I don't think he is anymore, but he had a tie to Illinois, so he was always given sponsor exemption.
Mm.
So like that's how Luke Guthrie got.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
got his sponsors, and I also want to say like there's maybe a sponsor's exemption that's for whoever wins the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, maybe it was. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did Langley play at Illinois?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always.
He's retired from golf.
But no, that the guy I played with, he was his first event ever. He just like literally got out, like graduated or whatever.
I'd say his first name's Michael.
Mm. He was a real cool guy. Don't get me wrong. He's really young, but man, it was the first time he ever played that course. And the dude was in the trees all day.
Yeah.
All day long, man. There was a couple times he hit it in the rough, like the tall shit, where he like would hit it. And I guess he'd be like 200 out or whatever in the tall shit. And I just kind of thought he'd hit like a fucking good shot. And he would like literally like either miss the ball or like hit it. His ball would go like 10 or 20 yards, and then he like picked up a couple holes. And yeah. I was like, oh my God, I'm out here playing with a pro that's picking up.
If my pro is picking
up. Yeah, dude, yeah, yeah.
That's not
I mean, it's.
Chris, you could have beat him.
No, it was kind of the same. No, hell.
You were playing.
He shot like 73, 70, or he shot like 75, 76 or something like that.
We had to take a trip up there.
Yeah, it's a perfect course. That.
I still haven't played that course. I want to play it.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. We didn't play it one year.
We took a trip one year and we went to Riverside and played the Blue something.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
The casino golf course there.
It's called Blue something. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Great course.
Very good course. I played
Then go up to TPC Deer Run, play that. And
I'm in on that trip.
We played Westview, I think, all the way back. Awesome trip. We should do that.
Speaking of that,
summertime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, they're having I think it's official, they're having that 18 holes at Mosswood, Calcutta, and then 18 holes at Norwoods.
End of June.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
I don't know if I'll be able to play.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Wheat harvest.
Yeah. That's right. Wheat harvest.
That's like the only time I got
to watch this year. Wheat harvest won't be till the first week of July this year.
No, it's going to be late June. Everything was early this year.
Yeah, right. True. True, true.
Yeah. What else you got, AJ, on here? You got anything else on your list?
You know, I wanted to talk about the PGA Tour and like how Scotty Scheffler's just dominating.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like Tiger used to.
We could talk about that for an hour.
My only question is like, do you find the PGA Tour more interesting when Scotty's like obviously the best player and probably going to win when he tees it up? Or do you find it more interesting when there's like, we don't know who's going to win. There's a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I think it's more interesting with Scotty.
Scotty being the best.
It's kind of like when Tiger was awesome.
I feel the same way.
I think it draws you to it.
Yeah.
Kind of like
Nelly Korda.
Nelly Korda or like Clark with the girls on the basketball. Clark, yeah. Like anybody dominates, you want to watch them.
Yeah,
I agree.
No, I agree.
I think it's going to draw people to the PGA Tour. I think it's bad for Liv.
I cannot believe how good Scotty Scheffler is.
It's crazy.
They were saying that if Scotty Scheffler wants to be like Tiger or whatever, he would have to be number one in the world for like 12 more years.
Yeah,
straight.
Yeah,
12 more. Oh yeah,
Tiger was number one in the world, I think, for 13 plus years.
I mean, he's got a long ways to go to get to Tiger status, but he is definitely.
Yeah, no, but I'm telling you,
he's the best player in the world
right now.
But there's not even close. But you know, like Brooks Koepka went on that one, maybe not this type of run, but he went on. Well, but he was winning, dude. He was winning major after major. It seemed like all the time, and
he won like four of them.
Yeah, nobody.
He wins all four majors this year.
Nobody can.
I don't know.
And the players. Then what's that do to for him?
Nobody.
I mean, he's
that puts him with. Does that put him at the top?
Yeah, I mean, he's up there with like. I mean, he's still got to win a whole bunch more.
I know what I'm saying. What if he does?
But if he would pull off.
Well, nobody could sustain the longevity of it like Tiger. I mean, because, you know, Rory was there for like, a couple years maybe or something, a year. I have no idea. No, he was never that good. But I'm saying world number one for, I mean, there's been a bunch of world number ones. But Tiger was there.
Scotty's just a great dude, though, too. Yeah, have you ever listened to his interviews him talk?
Yeah.
I don't know why I haven't been just putting like $1,000 down on every time, like just for, not even $1,000. I mean, just some sort of money. Like
one-to-one.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, you're only
one. He was plus 400 at the Masters, I think.
That's crazy.
There's dudes that are like plus 27,000 and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that, you know.
And then he won the Masters. Like
plus 400 is crazy in the start of a golf tournament. My God.
What's it going to be for the PGA Championship? Like,
I don't know, but it's almost.
Yeah, 350 maybe.
Where's that at this year?
Valhalla or the place in Louisville.
Okay. Oh, let's go.
Yeah. I got a place to stay.
When is it?
It's the end of May, right? End of May.
Maybe I don't know when it is.
I hope it's like the weekend before Spirit.
Hmm.
I don't know. I have to look. But yeah, I'd love to. It's short, kind of a short drive for us.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
The guy who's the assistant superintendent there is from Shelbina. Wilt is his last name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Wilt, I think. Yep. So we could probably we know PJ professionals, they can get tickets.
Yeah, that's what, just call them up. Text that dude back.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's about all I got. You know, we've been at this for a while now, so we should probably sit down. thank you two so much for coming on. Vincent, it's about time we got you on here.
It was fun. It was, I like it.
Yeah.
Griff, I mean, we could just sit here and talk about it all day.
Yeah. Griff, you, thanks for coming on again. Always a friend of the pod.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate you.
Yep. And, peace out, guys.
Other than that, yeah, we'll see you next time.